This article appeared in the spring 2009 issue of UU World magazine and is available online at uuworld.org. Elections Brought UU's Joy and Sorrow by Michelle Bates Deacon, Jane Greer, and Donald E. Skinner. The November elections brought both victory and defeat to UU candidates and UU-supported ballot initiatives in several states. Many UU candidates for public office succeeded in their races. Walt Minnick, a longtime member of the Boise, Idaho UU Fellowship, was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in Idaho's 1st Congressional District. David Edwards, a member of the UU Community Church of Washington County, Hillsborough, was re-elected to the Oregon House of Representatives. The Reverend Kelly Flood, Minister Emerita of the UU Church of Lexington, Kentucky, and Vice President for Advancement at Star King School for the Ministry in Berkeley, California, was elected to the Kentucky House of Representatives. Donna Howard, a member of the First UU Church of Austin, won re-election to the Texas House of Representatives. Kelda Helen Royce, a member of First Unitarian Society in Madison, won election to her first term in the Wisconsin State Assembly. Melissa Walsh Innes, a member of First Universalist Church of Yarmouth, won her first term in the Maine House of Representatives. In Florida, Claudia Jimenez, Director of Religious Education at the UU Congregation of Vero Beach, was declared the winner of a seat on the Indian River County School Board at Vero Beach. As activists were cheering Barack Obama's historic victory, advocates for GLBT rights were mourning the erosion of equal marriage and parenting rights in four states. UUs had lobbied hard in California, Florida, Arizona, and Arkansas to defeat ballot initiatives that limited rights of same-sex couples and families, but did not succeed. Proposition 8 in California passed with 52% of the voters in favor of amending the state constitution to ban same-sex marriage. In a lawsuit filed November 17th, the UUA, the UU Legislative Ministry of California, and seven other religious groups charged that the state cannot discriminate against one group of people without endangering the rights of all minority groups, including religious groups. The suit also charges that Proposition 8 constitutes a revision of the state constitution, which requires a two-thirds vote and legislative approval, rather than an amendment, which requires only a majority vote. Five other lawsuits have been filed challenging Proposition 8. On November 19th, the court agreed to hear arguments related to at least three of the suits. On January 14th, the UUA, UULMC, and their interfaith partners submitted an amicus curiae brief in support of the suits. In Florida, the Marriage Protection Amendment, which bans all recognition of and benefits for unmarried couples, both straight and gay, was approved by 62% of the voters. The measure needed 60% to pass. Gay marriage was already illegal in Florida, but the amendment goes even further to say that no other legal union that is treated as marriage or the substantial equivalent thereof shall be valid or recognized. Arizona's Proposition 102 passed with the support of 56% of the voters. That measure will amend the state constitution to recognize marriage as limited to unions of one man and one woman. Arizona already has a law that prohibits same-sex marriage. The new amendment is designed to prevent a court ruling from allowing same-sex marriage. In Arkansas, voters passed the unmarried couple adoption ban, making it illegal for any unmarried couple living together in the state to adopt children or serve as foster parents. 57% of the voters approved the measure. At the UU Church of Little Rock, Arkansas, the Reverend Robert J. Klein probably spoke for many UU activists disappointed by election results. "We'll keep working on trying to make this state and our community more accepting and more loving," Klein said. "We're certainly glad that Obama won, But it's still an uphill battle, and we just keep going. We're not at the promised land yet. Michelle Bates Deacon and Donald E. Skinner are contributing editors of UU World, and Jane Greer is senior editor. UU World is the magazine of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. This recording is made possible by the UUA Department of Communications and the UUA Accessibilities Office. I'm Dick Hill. I'm an audiobook narrator, and my website is www.dickhill.com.